نصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. عن راشد بن سعد المقرائي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما عرج بي مررت برجال تقرض جلودهم بمقارن من نار فقلت من هؤلاء الجن؟ قال الذين يتزينون للزنية. قال ثم مررت بجب منتن الريح فسمعت فيه أصواتا شديدة فقلت من هؤلاء يا جبريل؟ قال نساء كنا يتزينن للزنية ويفعلن ما لا يحل لهن. ثم مررت على نساء ورجال معلقين بثليهن فقلت من هؤلاء يا جبريل؟ فقال هؤلاء اللمازون والهمازون. وذلك قول الله عز وجل ويل لكل همزة لمزة. حضرت راشد بن سعد المقرائي says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, on the night of Mi'raj, I passed by some men, and their skins were being cut with fiery scissors, fiery shears. So I asked, O Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these men? So he said, Alladhina yatazayyanuna lizinya. These are the men that beautify and adorn themselves for zina. They go and stand in the streets, in the malls, in the marketplaces, having prepared themselves with perfume, beautiful clothing, and they have dressed themselves to attract women towards themselves so that they can engage in zina, in different stages of zina. First, maybe it's a glance, then it's an exchange of words, and then what it can lead to. So because of their evil intentions and because they wanted to engage in this fuhash immorality, they are being, the skins are being cut today. So they put attention on their outward beauty, on the skin. Outward beauty, without the skin, a person got no beauty. He got the muscle, he got the skeletal structure and all that, but there's no beauty without the skin. So he beautified his skin to look good for haram. So Allah Ta'ala will have his skin cut up in the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us and protect us. And then in the next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I passed by a pit that was smelling very foul, very putrid, and I heard some loud screaming and shouting from that pit. I said, who are these, O Jibreel alayhi salam? So he said, these are the women that used to beautify themselves for zina. So the same thing, going to the malls with makeup, dressing to kill, tight-fitting clothing, tight-fitting jeans, swaying and walking, thinking that you are on a catwalk to attract the eyes of men. And this is zina, and wanting people to comment, and exchanging of numbers, exchanging of words. So this is zina, and then this is the punishment that Allah Ta'ala will throw them into this pit where they will be punished severely. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. وَيَفْعَلْنَ مَا لَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ. And they do what is not permissible for them. The teachings of Islam with regards to the woman, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ. When it comes to salah, imagine if it comes to salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ, that their homes are better for them. So when it comes to other aspects besides salah that are not necessary, so then how can it be good for them to be out of their homes, walking around? This is the effort of the kuffar. You see in the holy lands, those that are going for Hajj and Umrah, what effort they have made to take the woman out of their homes. So our Islamic teachings are that a woman must remain in her home and only come out of necessity. So the first thing it shows that the amount of concealment of our woman. Then Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to the beauty of the woman, that they must not expose their beauty. They must not expose the beauty, even if they have some jewelry that has some sound that it makes. Then even that amount of attraction, that amount of attention, they must not, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. So they must not expose their beauty, come out of their homes, and even allow the jewelry to make those sounds so that attention is drawn towards them. That people start looking, where is the sound coming from? And start looking at them. So to such an extent, a woman has to conceal herself, conceal her beauty. In that ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions the wazinatahunna three times. They mustn't expose themselves. They mustn't expose themselves. Such an effort is made in different platforms for the woman to come out and to expose themselves, whether it is an advertisement, billboard in the workplace. So we need to be very, very careful of this. And obviously, shaitan will use them to attract attention. So the hadith says, the men, when they will come out for this purpose, many going to the mall, youngsters going, dressing to kill, what is their intention? Many of them ask them, what are your intentions for going in a group, you're going, what's your niyat? Your niyat is that, then look at the punishment, very severe, the woman also. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, and he says, I passed by some men and women, and the men were hanging by the breasts of the woman in Jahannam. So I asked, who are these, O Jibreel alayhi salam? And Jibreel alayhi salam said, these are lammazoon walhammazoon. These are the people, deriders and backbiters. Like the ayat says, woe to every backbiter and derider. And we explained previously, hammaz is a person that backbites behind the person's back, talks evil about him. And it is true what he is saying. And lammaz is a person that insults someone and criticizes him in front of him on his face. You are like this, and you are like that, and your father is like this, and your sister is like this, and your children are like that. And he insults the person, and he finds fault with him on his face. So they will be punished. Allah Pak save us. Allah Ta'ala protect us.